This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Security is tight today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu as American staff members inside prepare to leave. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. dictate that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have sharpened already tense relations between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying and intellectual property theft. As in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. The consulate opened in 1985, and according to its website, has almost 200 employees, including about 150 hired locally. Meanwhile, a Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military to gain a U.S. work visa has been arrested and is in a California jail. 37-year-old Yuan Tong is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department charges Tong and three other scientists living in the U.S. lied about their status as members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Thousands of people marched in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk today in the third straight weekend of protests against President Vladimir Putin's handling of a regional political crisis. Residents are angered by the detention of the popular regional governor, Sergei Fergal, who was arrested on murder charges, allegations he denies. His supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from the ruling pro-Putin United Russia Party in 2018. Dozens of countries around the world have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. Reuters says its tally shows a pickup in cases in every region of the world. The United States, Brazil, and India have by far been hit the hardest, with nearly 8 million cases and 260,000 deaths among them, but there are outbreaks and alarming numbers being reported across the globe. This is VOA News. Ukraine has been hit with 1,100 new COVID cases within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says 205 people have been hospitalized, and he told an online briefing, quote, "It means their lives are under threat, and we have to understand this disease is very serious." The number of new daily infections in Ukraine has increased sharply in the past 2 months, following the gradual lifting of restrictions that began in late May. The country's total number of cases, more than 65,000, with 1,600 lives lost. Vietnam today went back on high alert for COVID after medical officials in the central city of Da Nang detected the first locally transmitted case for 3 months. Thanks to strict quarantine measures and an aggressive and widespread testing program, the Southeast Asian country has kept its virus total to an impressively low 415 cases without a single death. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has recorded 357 new COVID infections overnight, up from 300 yesterday, when it saw its highest ever daily death toll of 7. Australia has escaped the high infection numbers of other countries, but recent flare-ups in Victoria and New South Wales have raised alarms. Melbourne, the country's second largest city, is under a 6-week lockdown, and the border between Victoria and New South Wales has been closed. Australia's coronavirus case count is approaching 14,000 at a cost of 145 lives so far. The worldwide Johns Hopkins numbers at this hour are closing in at 15.8 million COVID infections and nearly 640,000 deaths. The United States recorded more than 1,000 coronavirus deaths for the fourth straight day yesterday, but a top White House advisor on the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birx, said she saw signs the worst could be over in hard-hit southern and western states. Total cases across the U.S. have risen by at least 68,000 to 4.1 million, with 145,000 deaths. The numbers are mainly being driven by a surge in infections in Arizona, California, Florida, Texas. Between them, those states have recorded almost 1.4 million infections and more than 46,000 fatalities. Yesterday, Florida alone reported 12,000 new cases. Dr. Birx told NBC News some flattening of the infection curve was appearing in those four states, but she warned the pandemic could work its way north and already is appearing in larger numbers in such states as Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, and Tennessee, with some areas of the East Coast. In northeastern Vermont, though it's been spared the full wrath of COVID, the governor has put a face mask requirement in place, and nationwide, the McDonald's restaurant chain said it was planning to do the same thing. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Online, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.